In a rare move, Islamist and secular activists in Egypt are joining forces in Cairo's Tahrir Square and other major cities to pressure their military rulers to cede control to an elected civilian government next year. What sparked the protest is a document drafted by the interim government that would give the Egyptian armed forces unchecked power. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson joined us from Tahrir Square. And Soraya, describe the crowds there where you are.
You see many people waving Egyptian flags and Muslim Brotherhood flags. The Muslim Brotherhood Islamist movement here actually is the key organizer of today's events, although, as you mentioned, many other groups are joining them, even secular ones.
What specifically are they demanding?
Well, the concern is that the military is trying to put itself above the law and retain power in some way, a very significant way, after the civilian elected or the elected civilian government takes charge next year. And the way they're doing this is by having the interim government issue principles which would make the military the guardian, quote-unquote, of the new constitution that's being drafted, which means that they can dissolve the civilian committee that's going to be coming up with that document if they don't like the way they're progressing. And it also places itself, the military is placing itself or wants to place itself outside of civilian oversight so that the budget and any key policy decisions regarding the armed forces would remain with the armed forces.
Okay, so Egypt is now being ruled by the military. It's got an interim government, but it's been appointed by the military. What are they saying about this protest?
Well, they've been very silent. There have been no announcements or warnings to tell people not to be here in the square. I mean, you have to remember, this is a protest that's actually against the military. This is something the military rulers do not tolerate well here. But they have said nothing so far. The only statement that's come out was by the former intelligence chief, who was also the vice president, Omar Suleiman, who yesterday on his Facebook page condemned this and said that the method to solving these issues or coming to an agreement is through negotiations and not protests and threats.
But the protests are being allowed.
At the moment, yes. It is important to note the security forces are blocking off streets. They're very well aware of what's going on. We did see a helicopter flying overhead earlier, a military helicopter. So they're obviously keeping a close eye on what's happening here.
And for the protesters, if they don't get what they want, what's next? What are they planning?
Well, the Brotherhood has said that they don't plan to spend the night here, which is something that has in the past caused the military to come out and react. However, having said that, this is going to be the first of what will probably be many protests and increasing public pressure on the military to cede to civilian government control.
And here's some protesters there behind you. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson in Cairo's Tahrir Square. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, Renee. Thanks.